Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, a place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week, I want to talk about hidden systems that are running your life. Now, some of this sounds like a conspiracy theory. Don't worry, I'm not going to go down that route. This is actually a practical exercise that you can look at in your own life and work out the best way forward to dealing with some of these hidden systems. It all starts with this. It starts with a simple question. How many decisions have you made today? You probably think you know. You've decided what time to get up, what to wear, what to eat, whether to check your phone before getting out of bed. Perhaps you've even chosen which route to drive, what music to listen to, and even whether to watch or listen to this particular episode of ThinkWorks. All perfectly ordinary decisions. But here's the question I really want to ask. How many of those choices were entirely your own? Now, as I said, before you start imagining I'm about to disappear down this conspiracy rabbit hole, let me reassure you that isn't where we're going. Today isn't about secret organisations controlling the world, you'd be happy to know. It's about something much more interesting. It's about systems. The invisible systems that quietly shape our lives every single day. And once you begin to notice them, you never quite see the world in the same way again. So I want you to understand something. We all live inside systems. When we hear that word, system, most of us think of computers or governments or bureaucracy. But a system is simply a collection of things working together. Your body is a system. Your family is a system. Your workplace is a system. A football team. And, you know, I enjoyed the World Cup apart from the system managing it. Football teams are a system. Business is a system. Even your morning routine has become a system. The interesting thing is that systems don't just organise activity. They shape behaviour. Now think about something as simple as a supermarket. Have you ever noticed where the essentials usually are? Milk, bread, fresh vegetables, rarely near the entrance. They're often the opposite sides of the shop. Why? Because every step between those items increases the chances you'll notice and buy something else. Nobody forced you. Nobody lied to you. The system simply nudged you. And that's an important distinction because influence is not the same as control. Now, there are systems that you can't see and the systems that you can see. So some systems that are visible include road layouts, traffic lights, timetables, tax systems. We know they're there. But invisible systems are far more influential oft times. Culture, social expectations, advertising, news feeds, recommendation algorithms, workplace norms, family habits. These shape how we think without announcing themselves. Have you ever caught yourself saying, for example, that's just how things are done? Really? Or is it simply the system you've become accustomed to? One of the great strengths of human beings is our ability to adapt, and one of our greatest weaknesses is exactly the same thing. Because once we've adapted to something, we stop noticing it. So if we have been influenced into behaving in a certain way, and we've accepted that and adapted that pattern, we stop noticing that we're being influenced to continue down that road. Because habits, and this is important, habits are indeed personal systems. And this is where U 2.0 comes in my book, Build Yourself Better. People often believe that successful individuals have extraordinary motivation. In reality, many have simply built extraordinary systems. James Clear, I think it is, talks about atomic habits. BJ Fogg talks about tiny habits. I often talk about quiet systems. Different language, very similar principle. If you rely on motivation, you'll eventually lose. If you rely on a well-designed system, you'll keep moving even on difficult days. Think about brushing your teeth. You don't wake up inspired to brush your teeth. You don't negotiate with yourself to brush your teeth. You simply do it. Why? Because the system has become automatic. Now imagine applying that learning to fitness, writing, relationships, business. That's when systems can become transformational. Now, we have to look at the elephant in the room, because there is a rabbit hole that you can fall down to when you start talking about systems influencing us and managing our kind of behavioral patterns and stuff. And this is the idea that suddenly we're involved in a huge conspiracy. And this is, it's kind of like one of the human conditions that we have to have a conspiracy level of thinking that happens whenever we talk about systems and control and influence. So I want to connect all this to another subject that I've been exploring recently, which is this whole idea about conspiracy thinking and why it happens. One reason conspiracy theories are so compelling is that they begin with an observation that is often true. People recognize patterns, they notice influence, they sense that events don't happen in isolation. They're right. The problem comes when every pattern is assumed to have had a conscious designer. I used to do this all the time. This is on purpose. This is definitely that someone has designed it to do this to us. And often it's not at all. It's just a subconscious or unconscious reflex in a system that people have designed to do something else, but it's one of the byproducts. It's true to say sometimes systems do indeed produce outcomes that nobody intended. Traffic jams happen without a mastermind behind it. Financial crashes can emerge from thousands of ordinary decisions that taken in isolation don't mean anything, but the system suddenly pulls them all together into one big black hole, bang, or reverse bang, or whatever you want to call it. But it's basically this whole idea that financial crashes can just happen because the systems were poorly designed and not done on purpose. Social media trends can appear without anyone planning them. Complex systems often create behavior that no single individual controls. Now, all that means that understanding systems actually makes the world more interesting, because instead of asking who's secretly pulling the strings, we ask instead what incentives, structures, and feedback loops produce this particular outcome. And that's a much more useful question, and one that I can heartily recommend that we adopt. I'm still doing it. This is a question I now need to start to adopt just as much as other people do. Trust me on this one. But it is a question that it has been coming to my mind more and more often recently. And all that basically leads me on to how can you see the invisible? Well, here's a simple exercise. This week, whenever you find yourself asking, why did that happen? Try replacing it instead with what systems made that outcome more likely. So, for example, why are meetings always late? Why do some teams communicate brilliantly while others don't? Why do you always end up checking your phone first thing in the morning? Why does one supermarket feel easier to shop in than another? And why do some friendships seem effortless while others constantly require repair? It's systems. Not always, but far more often than we imagine. So perhaps the greatest lesson I've learned over the years is this. Most problems aren't caused by bad people. They're caused by poorly designed systems. Likewise, most lasting improvements don't come from trying harder. They come from redesigning the systems that produce our behavior in the first place. That's true of organizations, it's true of governments, it's true of families, and it's true of us as individuals. Because once you begin to recognize the invisible systems that are shaping your life, you gain something incredibly valuable. Because you stop asking, what's wrong with me? And start asking, what environment am I operating in? What incentives are influencing me? What habits have I accidentally built? And what system could I redesign today? You can't always choose the systems you live inside, but you can become better at recognizing them. And once you recognize them, you can begin building better ones. So that's the end of this particular episode of ThinkWorks. As always, there will be a corresponding post in the ThinkWorks community group. So if you go to darreninform.com/community, you'll find that there are various doors in there. Go to the ThinkWorks recent room and there'll be a post for this episode for you to come and comment on or ask questions about, and I will answer them accordingly as well. In the meantime, everyone, as I always say, no matter what else is going on, never stop asking questions, because that's the only way, A, we're going to find our way through the day, and B, we might actually start to demand answers of people that then actually consider their own systems, and maybe we could start to change things for the better. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Until next week, take care. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darreninform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, a podcast for thinkers.